For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials and tune in, discussing every week with you lots of different topics related to health and wellness. Today, I have a great show lined up, excited to share some valuable information with you. Just want to remind everybody that we have all of our previous shows archived, ready to be downloaded for absolutely free. If you go to the Village Green website, www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that, it will take you to the archive show section, and you can scroll through and download any previously recorded shows for absolutely free. It's a great resource, a great wealth of information. We love doing the show. We love having your participation, and we love being able to offer that to you for absolutely free. Today, we're going to have an interesting show. We're going to talk about, usually in the show, we're talking about specific ways to address different conditions, but what we don't often talk about is how do we manage ourselves through some of these more complex issues? How do we deal with the organization of our supplements or the keeping track of our medical records? Because oftentimes people with chronic conditions, whether it be cancer or rheumatoid arthritis, or as we're going to talk about today, some patients with chronic Lyme disease and other chronic illnesses, the navigating the world of the medical model can become incredibly overwhelming. If you are able to stay organized and you're able to stay organized well, it can make a huge difference in facilitating your care. So the best scenarios that I see, patients come to my office, they have everything organized, binders with tab folders in them. They know exactly where their previous lab reports are. They have documentation of previous notes from other doctors. They have their supplement list. They know exactly where everything is. And what that allows me to do is not have to go back and try and dig information from all these different places. And it allows us to facilitate the care in a more streamlined fashion. In addition, if you're able to stay organized at home, understanding your medications, when you're going to need refills, your supplements, when you need to reorder, all of that's very important because if you don't stay on everything, you can't comply with whatever the treatment plan is that's going to get you well. And we're going to be talking today with Marjorie Vega. She actually works as a consultant for people to help them, basically, as she calls it, managing the medical mayhem, helping people with chronic conditions navigate and keep track of the complexity of issues that come up when you're being treated for some of these complex problems. So I want to introduce her because I'd like for her to kind of do her intro. Marjorie Vega is a Lyme patient in remission. She's a wife and a mother of two daughters. One of them is a teenager also recovering from chronic Lyme. She started and led support groups for Lyme families in Loudoun and Fairfax counties and has served on the board of National Capital Lyme Disease Association as a fundraiser and for Governor McDonald's Lyme Disease Task Force as a media relations volunteer. Prior to these roles, Ms. Vega was a senior project manager at Verizon and co-founder of a women's health nonprofit association. Out of her experiences and desire to help others, she co-authored My Lyme Guide, Tips and Tools to Manage Lyme and Associated Illnesses, a resource with readers in 42 states and several countries. She is currently an independent consultant assisting Lyme-affected patients with their healthcare-related tasks. So, Marjorie, thank you for being on the show with us today, and really thank you for you're going to be sharing your story with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
I want to set it up. I mean, you know, to understand how you decided to start a consulting company, to help people navigate these issues, it makes a lot of sense for you to share what your experience was going through treatment for chronic Lyme disease. So, you know, please explain. Help us understand.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. And yes, indeed, I think some of the finest caregivers and physicians are those who've actually experienced the valley of chronic illness. In my situation, I was bitten by a tick while hiking with my family in Leesburg, and I did find the tick in my hair, and I remember not panicking, just saying, oh, well, that's interesting. I'll have to make a note and see if I get sick. And I didn't do any research on tick bites or Lyme disease or anything. I did, however, continue to have relative good health, but fatigue set in pretty quickly, and of course I attributed that to being the mother of an active 3-year-old and a baby. But the illnesses and pain that I had seemed to be migratory and getting more and more intense. So after 4 years of trying to get a diagnosis, I finally was directed to Dr. Sarah Fletcher in Loudoun County, who told me there were only a few things that could cause the symptoms I was experiencing, and one of them was Lyme. So I was tested, and I came up negative, which, of course, is not unusual with the inaccurate tests that were out there at the time. And but she said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and treat you, and let's see how you respond. And, of course, I started healing, and I was retested, and I came up positive for Lyme disease. So I was ill for 4 years, and I was treated for 2. And then I continued to not be 100% well. It was determined I had a co-infection, which, again, is quite common. I believe 2/3 of Lyme patients can have co-infections. So then we started treating the co-infections. And as of, I'd say, about a year ago, I feel I'm asymptomatic, and I feel really great. So I just felt that with my healing and with my expertise as a project manager, and the lessons I've learned helping other people through support groups, I thought, you know, let's just put this all in a book and see if we can provide that as a service to other afflicted families.
Sure. So, I mean, explain to people, when you're going through treatment for something like this, what part of it in your mind or in your work with other people necessitates additional organization? I mean, most people think they go to the doctor, they have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, they get a pill, they take one pill a day. I mean, why do we need to be organized with that? Help us understand some of the intricacies of Lyme disease and being treated with co-infections, some of these more complex illnesses, and why being organized might be helpful.
Okay, well, several reasons. One is the multi-systemic nature of Lyme disease. It does tend to impact the GI system, the nervous system, circulatory. So it's not really just one part of the body that's impacted generally. It's a very complex illness. The other reason is with treatment for Lyme disease, when one is prescribed antibiotics, there are oftentimes multiple antibiotics prescribed, sometimes 3 at a time, and they have to be pulse dosed, which means sometimes 3 days on and 4 days off, and of course they have to be rotated every 3 months or so to avoid antibiotic resistance. So keeping all that straight can be very complicated. Plus, the patient may be going to multiple doctors depending on, you know, how the disease manifests itself. So you have the complexity of keeping track of doctor correspondence, doctor appointments, and, of course, all the insurance matters associated with all of the above.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, the treatment protocols become very complex. And, you know, as you may have experienced, and, I mean, I think that it certainly brings up an opportunity to talk about the different work that you do, but it certainly brings up an opportunity to talk about Lyme disease and chronic Lyme disease. And, you know, I mean, I spend a lot of time in my office working with people and helping them to understand that that may be a possible contributing factor to why they are not feeling well. And I think your story speaks to this quite well, because you were one of the people that I oftentimes see where you have a subset of symptoms. What were some of your symptoms, Marjorie, in that first 4 years? What kind of things? You said some fatigue. What else were you experiencing?
Well, I actually had nerve damage, and I had difficulty walking. I look back, and I realize I probably was technically disabled. So I had the nerve damage. I had fatigue. I had migratory joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
I had GI issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but and it's funny because I've been told I was actually a mild case because I did not have a lot of the neurocognitive issues that can come with the disseminated Lyme. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, here you are presenting with fatigue, joint pains that move around. So maybe one day it's your knee, maybe it's your hip, maybe then it goes to your hands or to your elbows, maybe some neck pain, you're having some difficulty walking. I imagine, typical approaches or typical entrance into the medical system would be an appointment with a primary care doctor. They would probably look at initial labs, do an intake, and basically what comes up 99% of the time is all of the standard laboratory tests are normal. Correct? I'm assuming this is what happened with you.
Well, it's interesting because of the, I don't know, 8 doctors I saw over 4 years, no one even proposed that it could have been Lyme disease or any sort of an infection.
Right.
They kept correlating it to having had a cesarean, a C-section, because my pain was primarily in the abdomen and the hip, and then it started radiating down into my knee and ankle.
So they're thinking some type of, physical issue, right? And a lot of times this progresses past the primary care doctor, and typically, especially in your case, if there seems to be issues with nerve function, you're having some difficulty walking, some muscle tone weakness, then you're usually going to end up in the neurologist's office, and typically that workup entails nerve conduction studies, possibly imaging, brain MRI, or other types of imaging to rule out any type of major neurological issue like multiple sclerosis or something along those lines. And did you go through a neuro workup?
Actually, I went to one of the top neurologists in Baltimore, and he wanted to operate to unentrap a nerve, and of course that exacerbated my condition.
Okay, so it was determined through that workup that you had an entrapped nerve. They decided to do surgery, and you had surgery, and your condition did not improve, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so then oftentimes once neurology is exhausted, the next thing that I see most commonly is workup from rheumatology, which is somebody that looks at autoimmune conditions that are involved with inflammation, and that's usually thought to be considered because with Lyme disease, there is a lot of inflammation, joint pains, and these migrating joint pains. Sometimes it's not joint pains, it's muscle aches or body aches or just achy type symptoms. And again, usually rheumatology workups yield very little. So it's incredibly common for people to go through years and years and years of intense symptoms being told that there's nothing they can find that's wrong with them. And usually in my experience, somewhere along the line, the doctor does usually think to run a Lyme test. But the problem is, as we talked about, and Marjorie, you're welcome to speak on this, is that, yes, 4 or 5 years ago, Lyme tests were not great. But to be perfectly honest, they haven't changed hardly at all. And it's not that we're dealing at this point with a level or degree of testing that is all that much more sensitive than it was 4 or 5 years ago, correct?
That's right. And I think what happened in my case was I was so focused on pain management that I really should have been focused on getting a diagnosis and trying to figure out why was I in such pain. So I didn't go the standard route. I was just trying to get relief, basically.
Right, exactly. Now, I see a lot of people that end up going through all of the different regimens or all the different avenues of healthcare, and they're still coming up really completely empty with no significant diagnosis of what's going on, and they're left to sort of be out there and flounder. They're given drugs to support the nervous system, maybe Neurontin or Lyrica to try and manage the pain, other pain management strategies. Maybe they're being recommended other prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatories to manage pain. They're given medications to help with sleep, possibly with mood, sometimes stimulants to deal with the fatigue. It just becomes basically a bunch of prescription Band-Aids that aren't really getting people anywhere.
Right. We have to get to the root of the problem, and that's why, that's why the testing is important. The testing, even though it is inaccurate, it's still a piece of the puzzle, and when you put the test together with the symptomology, you come up with a clinical diagnosis.
Right. Well, yes, exactly. And that's what we know Lyme disease is supposed to be, a clinical diagnosis, not a laboratory diagnosis. So what you need is an astute doctor, an astute healthcare provider who can look at your case. It's not that every single person with fatigue and joint pains and neurological issues has Lyme disease. That's not always the case. But if you have a patient who's, when we've ruled out through extensive neurological and rheumatological workups and every other workup, we've ruled out any significant neurology or rheumatological issues, and they're still presenting with symptoms, it's time to start considering what else could be causing this issue. And what is not often considered by conventional doctors is the possibility of chronic Lyme disease. There is a huge amount of controversy on two sides of the fence regarding, does something called chronic Lyme disease actually exist? And in your case, Marjorie, the other thing to consider or to think about is that, as we do well know, about two-thirds of patients with a Lyme infection also have a co-infection, and people may have a co-infection by itself. So if you're doing tests for Lyme disease in Lyme organisms, you're not testing for co-infections, and you may not actually get a positive test even though the person is actually ill with an infectious issue. And the accuracy of testing for co-infections is actually a harder issue to address than with Lyme disease because, for example, a common co-infection called Bartonella, there are over 250 different types of species of Bartonella that can possibly be transmitted, and we have tests that can account for about two of them. Similar instance with Babesia, another very, very common co-infection that is transmitted through ticks. So if the doctor is just checking for Lyme disease and it's coming up negative, it's possible that they haven't even tested for the issue that you have. So I do encourage people. I am not a practitioner that tells everybody that comes into my office with chronic issues they have Lyme disease. But if we have gone through all of the other workups and all of the other investigations to the standards, the highest standards of medical practice, and we're coming up completely empty with a causative issue as to why the person is suffering with chronic problems, infectious disease has to be considered. And the testing for it doesn't get any easier, but doing the appropriate testing along with the appropriate mindset on how to address the case and the appropriate clinical history, you can start to make changes in people's lives and start guiding them down a path where they can find some answers through treatment. And that, you know, off topic for today, but Marjorie, we can't talk about your journey and what you have set out to do with your work without educating people about the possibility of Lyme, because I've had I don't even know how many patients this week where I've had the same exact conversation. So it's an important one to have. Now, we're going to have to take a quick break. Sorry to cut you off, Marjorie. When we come back, I want to get into what you've developed for people to help them navigate through complex issues. And this doesn't just have to do with Lyme disease. If you are dealing with cancer care, oncology, or breast cancer, or any type of complex medical issue, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, a neurological autoimmune condition like multiple sclerosis, any of these conditions, it is hugely beneficial to have somebody help you organize your medical care because you will get better outcomes if that is in place. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for being with us. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. and always enjoy having you with us and educating you about different aspects of health and wellness. Just want to give everybody a reminder, the Village Green is having their big year-end sale starting Monday, November 18th. It will run from the 18th of November to December 31st, and it's going to feature 35% off of all Pathway products, 25% off of all other supplement brands, and 20% off body care products. It's a big sale. It's a great way to save money on your supplements. Now, today we're talking with Marjorie Vega about the mission that she created to help people stay more organized in their healthcare as they work their way through complex conditions. In her case, it was working her way through Lyme disease, which can be a very complex condition to treat, and treatment oftentimes lasts months and very oftentimes lasts years. So Marjorie, tell us about, you know, I mean, getting treated for any of these conditions can be very expensive, and Lyme disease particularly can be expensive because insurance companies don't recognize chronic Lyme, so most of the costs are a lot of the costs actually tend to be out of pocket. And as we discussed in our pre-interview, what I have found and what many Lyme doctors have found who specialize in treating these issues is that antibiotic therapies are oftentimes indicated, but you can usually get better outcomes with cases if antibiotic therapies are coupled with natural therapies. Natural antimicrobial herbs, anti-inflammatories, things that help the antibiotics to work better and support your own immune system to be able to keep the infection under control. And of course, these things are not covered by insurance and do require out-of-pocket costs. So talk to us about basically the cost of being disorganized or the cost of procrastination. There's already enough cost involved with just the care. What can being disorganized add to the overall bill associated with getting treated for one of these chronic issues?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, 60% of personal bankruptcies are due to patients' inability to pay medical bills. And most people don't realize this, but most who filed for bankruptcy were actually middle-class, well-educated homeowners who are just underwater with either a catastrophic or a chronic illness. Another thing is that filing disability claims, if you're not filing in an organized fashion with an attorney, about 65% of Social Security disability benefits applicants were denied in 2012. So it's really important to walk in there prepared with all of your records in order to have a good outcome. Another thing I read was that $300 million a year could be saved if patients took their medications on time. Mm. I have some clients who just have so many medications, so many supplements, that they oftentimes don't take them on schedule, and they're really losing the benefit of having all those things that could heal them if they would only take them according to schedule. Another thing is half of Americans don't know how the Affordable Care Act will impact their families. So the cost of not being aware of what you have in your health care plan, not being on top of your expenses and your claims, can actually be exorbitant. And of course, there's the intangible cost of the stress of having the piles on your dining room table.
Sure. Yeah, keeping it all organized is really important. So how do you help people stay organized with their treatment plans?
Well, I prefer that they purchase my book called My Lyme Guide, Tips and Tools for Managing Chronic Illness. The book contains 22 charts and forms and graphs. And I think the most important one is the one that lists the medications and the dosages. I have a two-page Excel spreadsheet that tracks the medication name, the dosage, where it was bought, how much was spent, when to take it, when not to take it, by time of day and day of week. And the nice part about this chart is it has a section where one can track one's symptoms that are concomitant with the treatment so that you can actually track longitudinal progress. You could also see if there are Herximers or even allergic reactions. Another chart that I think is valuable is something called managing medications. And on that, you list your medication, why you're taking it, what the dose and frequency are, who ordered it, and from where did you purchase it, when did you start it, when are the refills due, and what are the side effects. And what you want to do with that chart is always have it with you so that if you have an ER visit or you're going from doctor to doctor, or even just your regular checkups, you want to be able to say, this is what I'm on. And this can come in quite handy. Another thing that's important to have is a symptoms tracker. Now, for my patients who are particularly brain fogged, I give them a, and they call it brain fog themselves, the brain fog, they need to have a calendar that is, it's just a blank calendar, and I tell them, put red, yellow, green on it. If red is a bad day, and you really can't even, you don't have the strength to think about what your symptoms are specifically. Just do a red, yellow, green at the very basic level. At a higher level, you could just make a note on the calendar when you had a headache or when you had GI symptoms and even list the intensity of it. And then one of my charts is one that Dr. Fletcher developed for her patients where the patient or caregiver can track the symptoms to the degree of intensity, the degree of discomfort, longitudinally. So, and it doesn't have to be tracked every day. It can only be when there are notable symptoms. So those are some of the key ones.
Yeah, and I do think that those are really important. I mean, from a clinician standpoint, I want to emphasize, you know, two of the things that you discussed as being really important as far as, you know, the feedback that I get from patients that helps me guide their care. Number one, you know, the sample medication and symptom tracker, particularly the sample medication list, I think is really phenomenal. I'm looking at an example of one here that you sent me for the pre-interview, and basically to be able to have every single different medication, the cost of that medication, the amount that you're supposed to take, and the days on which you're supposed to take them, you know, I think is really valuable in helping to stay organized. I noticed that, you know, obviously the patients that are able to be the most compliant with their treatment protocols have the best outcomes. And some of the protocols that I use for dealing specifically with Lyme, but there are other protocols I use as well. Some of the protocols I use with Lyme disease actually come with these incredibly elaborate dosing charts. And those elaborate dosing charts greatly improve outcomes because without them, it gets entirely too hard to track. So I saw the benefit of using dosing charts and keeping track of the different medications when I saw the incredible increase in compliance when people were using them. And compliance isn't just something that makes a doctor happy. Compliance makes doctors happy. I mean, compliance implies this term that you have to do what I say. And it's not about that at all. Compliance makes doctors happy because compliance equals better outcomes. And better outcomes are actually what makes patients happy.
Right, and it also ultimately is time and money saving. I mean, if you're buying all these supplements and then they're sitting in your closet or you're not using them properly, it's really a waste of money, and it could actually be harmful if they're not taken according to the protocols.
Right, yes, it can be harmful, and it can make the treatments much less effective. So sticking with the therapies and sticking with them properly makes a big, big difference, and these treatment protocols can become incredibly complex, and having an organizational system is really invaluable to making the treatment programs as success.
Right. If I could just mention one other chart that's helpful when it comes to intake or vitamins, there's a chart called Supplement Order List where you can keep track of a supplement that was recommended to you, because sometimes we hear things in our support groups or, you know, somebody's uncle's cousin says they were healed by this or that, and you can keep track of what was recommended, who recommended it, for what a condition, where do you buy it from, how much does it cost, when you ordered it, and when you expect it to arrive, because, again, we have a complex treatment regimen, and we want to keep track of those types of things. And then, of course, there's other things we want to keep track of related to managing insurance claims. And what I encourage people to do is have four files, whether they're a manila folder or, you know, an inbox. But the four most important files are labeled to submit. So these would be claims to be submitted. And then a file called submitted, the ones that you actually sent in. And you should have a copy of everything you sent in. And then a third file called reimbursed, and that's where you make a note of your explanation of benefits and you ensure that what you asked for was actually reimbursed accordingly and correctly. And then the last one is called denied or resubmit, and that's where you want to put the ones that you need to escalate within the insurance company.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up a minute ago the sample supplement order list one, because that's another piece. That was the second one that I was going to say from a clinician standpoint is really valuable. When I work with people, I give them kind of a printout of what I'm recommending as far as a supplement or even a medication, and I usually give them a little bit of explanation about why we're having you do it. But what I see as the biggest problem is when people are running out of things and they're not organized. If the bottle runs out, do they refill it? Do they not? They kind of don't refill it. They forget about it. It falls off the treatment plan. To be able to make sure that you have a way of tracking when things are about to run out and having a note to yourself to reorder them, that can be one of the most complex and confusing issues altogether. Yeah. Even just personally, the supplements that I use for myself and my family, I'll be on a protocol and the bottle runs out. I have them all sitting at my office. All I have to do is go to work and pick it up.
Yeah.
And I still sometimes forget to bring it home and things get, mixed and matched, or you might read about something new and start on something new. You forget about something old, but making sure that you have a good way of reordering and reminding yourself about what things need to be reordered. And, the reality is a lot of supplements will run out at different times.
Yeah,
so it's not like everything, it's not like a prescription where the 30 days is up and you call in your refill. One might run out in 15 days, one might last 60 days, one might last 45 days, and keeping track of that can be really confusing. So having a way of tracking that is really important to make sure that you're not missing doses of these really important medications.
Right, and I just print out the supplement order list and I keep it next to my grocery list, because that's our medications are in the kitchen, and when we run out, I just write it right on the list. And then every 2 weeks or so when I place my order, I can just carry that list up to my computer and then log it right in.
Exactly. And then the last one thing that you mentioned is the symptom tracking list. That's so, so important, because people forget kind of how bad they feel. And a lot of times when they go in for a doctor's appointment, the only thing they're thinking about is how they felt in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was a really bad week when they, coming up to their doctor's appointment, even if it's been 2 months since they've seen their doctor and the doctor says, "How have you been?" All they're really going to remember is the misery of the last, 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 or 14 days, not realizing that there were actually some times in the last 2 months where they felt really well. And especially with chronic conditions like Lyme disease, a lot of times the symptoms can wax and wane. There'll be periods of time when people are doing well and then periods of time where people aren't feeling well. And typically as treatment goes on and on, you start to get a lessening of the bad days and the intensity of the ill feelings becomes less. And the frequency of bad days becomes less, but they're still sprinkled in there. So to be able to look back on a calendar that's, color-coded with green, yellow, or red days and objectively look over the last 2 months, how many green days, how many red days, how many yellow days, and track that, it really becomes a nice objective way to review how treatment is progressing. And for patients and for doctors, that is so incredibly important, because a lot of times in these cases where treatment protocols last months and sometimes years, there's a huge amount of what I call treatment fatigue that can happen, where people just get sick of taking things. They get sick of taking their supplements, sick of taking their antibiotics. They just want to be well. And maybe it's been 6 months, they've been working so hard, and then all of a sudden they don't do well for a few weeks. And it is so morally devastating to think, am I ever going to get over this? And to be able to look back and see that you are having better days, that you are improving, that things are progressing, is really important for the morale of the patient and for the doctor, because it's up to the doctor to then decide, do we need to change course? The doctor starts then questioning, is this treatment program working? Did I do something? Did I miss something? Do we need to add something else? Do we need to change something? And if, as a clinician, we don't have the proper feedback that you are improving, we may make a hasty change to your treatment protocol that actually was not indicated. So those issues are hugely important. Yeah, real quick, Marjorie, and then we're going to have to take another quick break.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say is that I'm a big believer in anything visual, anything that is tangible that helps you see your progress. That's why we have some general health managers for things as simple as your fluid intake. If you can see that before your doctor told you to drink water, you were only drinking 32 ounces, and then over the course of a month, you've gone all the way up to 112 ounces. This is powerful and shows you that you are actually being compliant. If you can see your blood pressure getting regulated, if you can look at your diet list and notice that, wow, you've done a good job of going gluten-free in the past 6 weeks.
Right. Yes.
Anything that can, you know, make your progress tangible and hopeful is definitely beneficial.
Absolutely. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up this conversation and discussing some of the other important organizational tools that Marjorie has developed. You can get more of her organizational tools and buy her book at www.mylymeguide.com, all one word. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We've been talking with Marjorie Vega about utilizing ways to keep yourself more organized during complex medical treatment. In this show, I guess some of our focus has really been specifically on Lyme disease, because that is what basically inspired Marjorie to develop organizational tools for patients dealing with chronic issues. Just a quick mention, the Village Green is starting their big year-end sale on Monday, November 18th, and it will run till Tuesday, December 31st. We have 35% off pathway products, 25% off all other supplement brands, and 20% off of body care products. It's a great way to save money on all of your different products. So, Marjorie, in the last segment, we talked about some of these different symptom tracker charts that you've come up with that people can get by going to www.mylymeguide.com. In this segment, I think we're going to talk a little bit about technology and some little tips that you may have to help people stay a bit more organized and other tools they can use to support basically compliance and keeping themselves organized during these complex treatment protocols.
Okay, well, some of these are fairly basic, and they may be things people are already doing, but one is to maximize your use of email. This can be in terms of corresponding with doctors, schools, attorneys, but also when you receive an email message related to Lyme, you can sort it into what I call e-folders. Use your Outlook or whatever app you have, whatever email system you have, to sort things into maybe here's a message about low-cost testing, or here's a message about a supplement I want to try, or here's information related to incidence and prevalence in my area, so that when you do need to pull that material up, it's right there in your e-folders. Another one is to take advantage of your doctor's patient portals or any services offered by insurers. Oftentimes they do have blood pressure and glucose monitoring tools online. There is also an application called the TBI Journal, tbijournal.com, tick-borne illness. It is a wonderful way of tracking symptoms and medications. You can print out charts to take to your doctors, and it is free. It's a wonderful service, and that's one thing I do. I use with my daughter's care, and I also train people how to use TBI Journal. Another one that's really helpful is to use the reminder services, the alarms on voicemail, and the alarms on mobile devices, and even your watch may have an alarm on it. This is good for reminding you of doctor appointments,
mm-hmm.
reminding a patient to take their medication on time. It could even be a reminder to drink more water. Some people use it for blood pressure and heart rate tracking as well. So set yourself an alarm. You can also do this with Google Calendars, in a wonderful system they have where you can get repeat reminders and set it up for months in advance. Another one I used to use when I felt that my brain wasn't working fully was a digital voice recorder, and these are on your phone as well as you can buy an individual device. I had difficulty sleeping, so I would wake up and press my little button, and I would record the thought, and then the next day I would review it. The only challenge there is that when you start feeling better, you should stop using that and start relying on your memory, and that's why I recommend things like Lumosity.com, which is a brain training site,
mm-hmm.
where one can work on memory recall or observation skills or even mathematical functions, and it's a good way to get the brain going again. And then join online groups for practical and emotional support. There are many different groups depending on, you know, what your particular ailment is, but there are Facebook and Yahoo groups, and some of them actually meet face-to-face. So it's a good way to make friends when you're feeling very isolated.
Mm-hmm. So being organized is sometimes, I don't know, seems almost like some people have it and some people don't. So, and I think that's why you've created these tools, but talk to us about who your average client is. How do you work with people? Who's a person that, you know, might be good for you to work with? Some people may be able to buy your Lyme guide and implement it on their own, but other people may need a little bit more help. And how do we, you know, work in and decide and prioritize in an already expensive treatment regimen, having somebody to help us with our organization? So I'll let you kind of speak to that, because I think you know, you can share some of the experiences you've had with clients and how valuable it is.
Well, as you know, seeing different patients, there really is no typical patient, particularly with Lyme, because it does manifest itself in so many different ways. But I would say that my typical client is someone who has been recently diagnosed and would like to start on a path in an organized fashion. And so what I would do is go through the book with them. We would choose which charts they want to use and then get them started with keeping track of their test results in a chronological fashion, as well as setting up their medication schedules. Because I'm not a medical practitioner, I can't actually touch the medications, but I can help them set up a way of sorting all their pills. We have many different ways and different pill sorters and different labeling methods. So then I also have patients who have been ill for a long time and are completely overwhelmed and have realized they're not going to get to it, and they're tired of having their dining room table be their office, and so they want me to come in and clear the clutter. And one of the things I did was I helped a family where the mother and her two daughters were ill, and the father was overseas, and he was coming back for 3 days only to do taxes. And so I helped this mother, this patient, get all of her paperwork in order. And in about 2 hours, we had everything ready so that the time he spent when he was home would be efficient and maybe have some time left over to, enjoy each other. But I also have patients that are living alone and really don't have a support system. They don't have anybody who can do the thinking for them, take them to their doctor appointments, do the processing for them. So sometimes what I'll do is go over and just talk about what their needs are. Do they need Peapod delivery services? Do they need a dog walker? Do they need someone to accompany them on their doctor's appointments?
Mm-hmm.
So the needs really vary across the board. Some people have to downsize, and they've asked me to come over and help them move. I have another family that has had to move so many times, and they're still trying to fit all of their items into their small apartment, so I help them, sort and clear the clutter. I have one family where the mother is well and the daughter is ill, and the mother is kind of tired of being, the one who's always directing the child about what to do. And so I kind of come in as an intermediary and take the pressure off of the mother and help the child to make progress, just so the child hears it from a different voice and
right. The
mother gets a bit of a break.
Sure, yeah, those dynamics can get difficult with
mm-hmm.
mother, daughters, father, sons, parents, children in general. So I think it's important, and I think the take-home message is, we all realize that we may be stricken with different health issues, sometimes not realizing which ones we may have or not have. I think the Lyme disease issue is an ever-growing one, and in this area, Maryland and Virginia and D.C., it's huge. We know statistically Maryland has some of the highest rates of Lyme disease as well as Northern Virginia. So these are issues that lots of people are dealing with, but not lots of people get additional support. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be finishing up this conversation with Marjorie in our last segment and discussing some of the other tips and tools she has and provides people for staying organized through complex treatment protocols. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Extraordinary Enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Thanks for being with us today. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. Today, we've been talking with Marjorie Vega about the organizational work that she has pioneered for helping people through chronic illnesses, specifically Lyme disease, based on her own journey through Lyme disease and her daughter's journey through Lyme disease, which is oftentimes a very chronic condition that can take months or even years to effectively treat and help people recover. And they're characterized by very complex treatment programs, lots of doctors, lots of different medications, supplements, herbs, lifestyle changes, dietary interventions, all sorts of things that become very difficult to manage. So having somebody to help you organize it is incredibly important. If you want to learn more about Marjorie's services, visit her website, which is www.mylimeguide.com, all one word, mylimeguide.com. And you can download her Lyme Guide book, which basically has all of these different charts and organizational tools in it if you're self-motivated to be organized. If you need a little bit more help, Marjorie also offers her services either via the phone or in person to help you get your medical records, your treatment protocols, and get your treatment plan organized so you can continue to follow through with the recommendations from your prescribing physician and get better outcomes. So Marjorie, in the last segment, you talked about some of the clients that you work with. This is our last segment and we've got a few minutes here. What else would you like to talk about? Any other populations of people that seem to really utilize or benefit from your services? And, you know, what else can you do as far as staying on track with keeping everything organized once you've helped somebody?
Okay, well, again, the clients that I see usually are dealing with, financial loss, and oftentimes the social fabric is tearing to the point where the marriages have broken up or relationships have been severed. Many times families who are dealing with chronic illness have extended family members that don't believe they're ill and are not making themselves available to help with the paperwork or taking them to doctor's visits. So I see some really desperate situations.
Yeah, and just as a comment, I mean, I think this happens more in Lyme disease and other conditions because chronic Lyme disease is not something that is commonly recognized. You may have been seen by a top infectious disease doctor in the area and told that you do not have Lyme disease when, in fact, being treated for an infectious issue does lead to a significant improvement in your symptoms, like in your case. I mean, you know, there may have been many doctors that would have argued that you did not have Lyme disease or a chronic infection. However, treating your body as if it was dealing with a chronic infection was the key to your recovery. And when people may be skeptical about other opinions from other doctors, it can definitely create a lot of tension between couples, between parents and children, you know, and fracture families where somebody does not believe that the other person is sick, whereas conditions like cancer or rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis or those types of conditions are very clearly diagnosed. And when people are diagnosed with them, everybody believes and everybody comes in to support usually.
Yes, I had a great support system. I was really blessed with great family structure and, you know, a church community. Also, my husband was unemployed while I was ill, so some people would say, that's a blessing, and I'm like, well, it was, because he was able to take care of my young children while I was going to doctor visits,
mm-hmm.
and he basically saw all of their milestones, and he was present for them. So even though we had terrible financial situation, we had many people giving us time and money to support us. But anyway, what I'd like to just encourage people to do is to be sure that they are communicating the magnitude of the problem, but not to be a complainer or a whiner, because then you will drive people away. So just be very scientific, rational. You can show them a lot of statistics. You can provide them with links to like NatCapLyme, www.natcaplyme.org. You can send them to, you know, objective sources to help them to understand the significance and magnitude of the problem so that they know, I'm not making this up. This is not all in my head. And mm-hmm. why would I make something like this up anyway? It's just too terrible to even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I encourage people to do on a practical level is to maintain their system on an ongoing basis just to keep the stress level down. Prior to each appointment, they should review and update the symptoms tracker that they're using. They should review and update all their medication charts. They should list any questions they have for the doctor. This should just be an ongoing thing. Always be, you know, looking at this once a week or on a regular basis. After the appointment, review the notes, make sure you understood what the doctor said, update your med charts, and then order your medicines and make a note on when it's time to refill the prescriptions. And then, of course, if you've been ordered lab work, get that done. But before you hand over that order to the technician, make sure you have a copy of that and make sure that you're keeping track of your laboratory work in a chronological fashion. Again, I have charts for keeping track of lab tests and x-rays and HIDA scans and all of those important tests. And then, of course, use the charts for tracking your general health. And immediately, if you can, submit those claims to the insurer, because it is a cash flow issue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All very, very good tips, Marjorie. And I can't express enough to people out there how important it is to stay organized, how important it is to utilize these resources. If you are not utilizing Marjorie's plans, make a plan of your own. Figure out a way to stay organized, making sure that you're continuing and going through these treatment programs as readily and as organized as you possibly can. And understand, you know, also the take-home message here is, if you're having symptoms that could possibly be looked at as potentially Lyme symptoms, which is a very long list. Lyme is oftentimes referred to as the great imitator. So this would be if you're feeling ill, if you're having fatigue or inflammation or pain, and you've been through all of the most appropriate medical workups and still are not getting answers, seek somebody else out that can give you a differing opinion. The worst case scenario is that you try some treatment modalities, and the worst scenario is that nothing gets better. But usually we can start to figure out what else is going on with your body. Don't give up. And if you find somebody that can help you and you feel overwhelmed with the things they're recommending or the treatment plan or the duration of time that you're going to have to be treated, utilize somebody like Marjorie to help you stay organized and be successful. Again, her website is www.mylymeguide.com. Marjorie Vega, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Really appreciate your resources.
Thanks. Thank you, Dr. Passero. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. That wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dana Lake will be here next week, 10 to 11 o'clock, and I will be back in 2 weeks. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health until we talk next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.